What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.
Now then, how are you?
I'm grand. Yeah. And you?
I'm okay. How was the weekend? All right?
Yeah, it was okay.
Did you do anything nice?
Yeah, I was working on Sunday.
Okay. Did you eat eggs? Do you have eggs? Chocolate eggs?
Nada. Zero. Zilch. None.
I had no eggs either. No chocolate eggs. At all.
No, you started early, didn't you?
No, I did. Well, I had a little bit of an egg here.
Yeah.
What day was that? Wednesday or Thursday? But that was it. I didn't touch any. And there's eggs at home, like, because Lad's got eggs off people. So
yeah, they're their eggs. They're not your eggs.
They're their eggs. Yeah. I know we're at the other side of Easter now, obviously, but dog owners were being asked to take responsibility, because I think everybody knows that
you'd hope that they do at this
chocolate
stage.
Is very, very bad for doggies.
So, I mean, you would really want to eat those eggs that are at home, just in case Bailey finds
just in case
them.
Bailey gets at them. Macadamia nuts are very, very bad as well, as are onions. Very, very bad, which I didn't realise.
I never knew the
bad.
Onions now, actually.
Did you know about the macadamia nuts?
No, actually, but I don't tend to try and feed dogs.
No, I know, but then we're not talking about feeding the dogs. Like, if you get them by mistake.
Oh, sorry.
But I didn't know about onions. Yeah. Oh, somebody, Karina Fitzsimmons is her name, actually, from Dogs Trust. Got a clip. Now, I haven't listened to this yet, so I'm interested. She says, just you watch out with your Sunday dinners and stuff like that as well. What did I do with it there? There's something. Oh, no, don't do this to me. Oh, here it is. Hang on.
The best thing to give dogs, to be honest, is dog food and dog treats. Things like cooked bones can cause splinters and gastrointestinal issues. And other things like gravy can have onion in it, which can be toxic to dogs. And a lot of the food that we eat will be too rich, especially on Easter Sunday when a lot of people will be having roast dinners. A small amount of meat with no fat or sauce on it is okay in moderation.
I thought I was going to be surprised by something there. I'm not too surprised by that. There is two new millionaires since we spoke at last Friday.
Indeed.
One in Donegal, one in Dublin.
Yeah, I wasn't in either place recently.
No, I was not either. And Mr. Personality Contest is going to be on in Clamel this weekend. Did you hear about that?
No.
Did he contact you?
So you're busy this weekend?
Thinking of putting you in front. He's thinking of putting you in front. Mr. Personality. Oh man, I don't know. Is it too late to enter? I think it's on two nights. I think it's on Thursday and Friday. I saw something about it on Facebook over the weekend. I don't know who from Tipperary is entering. Somebody might tell us, but the best, very best of luck to them.
It's on in where?
It's on in Clamel. I don't know where in Clamel.
What is it, a local Mr. Personality? Is it an
All-Ireland? National. It's national.
Okay, that's cool.
It's national. And Tony from Brisbane was on to us to give me a list. Now, it's a YouTube list, right, that he sent me. So I can't really play it because it seems to go on forever. But anyway, there's 50 songs. No, sorry. There's, I don't know how many songs, but they turned 50 years of age this year.
Oh.
So when he sent that to me earlier.
I don't know if I want to hear this or not.
I know. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a very, very short list of songs that are like 10 years or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50. We might do that later. And I've already looked at some of them. Man, you are going to feel old. I'm not kidding you. Everybody else? Oh, jeez, look at my
brain. Oh, you're in a good week already.
Hey, look, I'll see you in a while. Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
Apparently all nuts are bad for dogs. All, not just macadamia nuts.
Okay.
Somebody told me just to be careful of that. Now, songs that are 20 years old. We started 20, started 50.
Started 50, I feel better than...
We started 50, work our way back.
Well, it's up to you, whatever.
No, I think we started 20. Okay. I think we started 20. Okay. I'm just going to pick a few, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, there's loads. Maroon 5, This Love. Oh, see, you're going to
20?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the song, but just even hearing Maroon 5.
Okay. Destiny's Child, Lose My Breath, 20 years old.
Again, I can't place the song.
Okay. The Streets, Dry Your Eyes. Don't know any of these songs.
Dry Your Eyes sounds...
Yeah. Counting Crows, Accidentally in Love. You know that.
Oh, God. That's 20 years old.
That's 20 years old.
Okay.
30 years. Blur, Girls and Boys.
Yeah,
30 years old. Green Day, Basket Case. Oh, wait. What's the...
I don't like those. So, obviously, the music of 30 years ago...
It don't matter if you like them or not. That's not about you liking them.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that, obviously, the music of 30 years ago wasn't to my taste.
Right, don't hate me, like.
Well, you're the one that was getting narky with me, like. This is the way the week is going to be, like, is it?
Come on, listen to me. I'll never get through the list if every song I go, you go, yeah.
Okay, but you see, if I say nothing, then...
No, I don't want you to say nothing, either. God, I want to start the week... 30 years old, Oasis, Live Forever. The Macarena is 30 years old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Macarena.
Yeah. The Cranberries, Linger.
Oh.
30 years old. Could you believe that's 30 years
old?
Yeah,
I suppose.
40 years old.
Oh, no.
Mm. Madonna, Like a Virgin, 40 years old. Prince, Purple Rain. Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, 40 years old this year. Phil Collins, Against All Odds. Tina Turner, Private Dancer. All right. This is the 50-year-old one. These are the songs you're going to know.
Right. No, I think the 40-year-old one actually is hitting.
See, it does,
harder,
it?
No. I'd say the 50, you know, maybe not.
ABBA, Waterloo.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, God.
I know, I told you, right? David Bowie, Rebel Rebel, is 50 years old this year.
Yeah.
Carl Douglas.
Kung Fu Fighting.
Yeah, which I never believed that song, actually, because there's no way that everybody could have been Kung Fu Fighting. Wings, Band on the Run, 50 years old. Terry Jacks, it was his birthday last week, actually.
Seasons in the Sun.
50 years old. Like, I'm not going to do 60 because, like, it's just getting, it is getting a bit silly at that stage.
I think 40 is probably the one that's really driving home to me that I'm getting old.
What song kind of jumped? I tell you, the one that got me is Macarena.
How many years was that?
That's 30 years old.
Wow.
And I suppose, like, it jumps out because of everybody doing, like, the Macarena and all that.
And it still kind of gets trotted out.
It surely does. It surely does at the old nightclubs. And it certainly works at weddings and stuff like that, anyway. I don't know how old this one is. This is probably 50 years old as well, best part of it. 40 years old, certainly, anyway, Shalimar. Did that make you feel a little bit old, like?
Older.
Even. Older.
Yeah.
All right.
And feel old every morning when I get out of bed.
When are you going to be 61, by the way?
After I get 60?
Yeah, you hate that, don't you? Man, the more you hate that, the more I go to
I
say
know.
It. All right, good luck. Good luck. See you later. Bye-bye. Bit confused about the ATM story. Did they not give out 20s on ATMs anyway?
Not always, but yes.
They don't do tenors. Like, you might get a tenor, but you can't just get a tenor.
No, I don't think so.
But you can get a 20.
Sometimes. It depends on what's left in the machine.
Well, sure, that's it, so. So it's not that they don't do it.
Well, no, they're made to be compulsory that they have to.
Oh, they have. But sure, how can you, like, if it's not in the machines, then?
Well, just put in 20s then and 10s.
I know. But what, like, if it's like a bank holiday weekend like we have all the tenors and 20s are gone? I mean, you can't have it available all the time, can you?
Possibly not.
Or is it just multiples? You can get multiples of 20s. You can't get a tenor on its own. Because I've spoke to you before about my missing tenor, which, of course, you pointed out it's not missing. It's there.
Yeah, just put in a tenor.
Put in a tenor and take out 20.
Yeah.
But then you have to wait for the tenor to like, it could take 3 days for the tenor to go in, couldn't it?
Not if you pop into the bank.
Oh, but come on.
And use the machine to lodge it in the bank. So, it's in there straight away then.
Yeah, but like, if it's still, obviously.
Is it worth a tenor to you to do that? Or is
no, it's not really, but like, there's kind of a floating tenor there, like, that's always there that I can never get out because you only get multiples of 20. I'm trying to make it up in my head. Could I get 110? What would that? No, it still wouldn't be right, would it? No, you couldn't do that.
You could. You could get a 50.
A 50.
And
320. Yeah, okay, I'm right, so you get 320s. If I ever had 110. In my account, in the first place. Maybe on the 25th of the month. But of course, people are... You can tap your card too. Like, people are concerned. Is it MABS that we're saying they're concerned about people on lower incomes mightn't be in a position to get out 50 quid at a time? Mm-hmm. But that's not... Okay. I'm sure you can get out 20s, like, all the time on all the machines, if there's 20s in it.
Not always. I don't know if that's a case of if there's no 20s in it or they weren't put in the first place. I don't know.
Okay. I never knew that you could only get 50s out.
No, that's, I never said that.
What did you say?
I said that...
Don't do the whole story again. You're just saying, if there's no 20s in the machine...
Yeah.
So now you're saying they'd be forced to make sure there's 20s in there all the time.
No. I'm saying that they will be made to ensure that they load the machine with 10s, 20s, 50s, and possibly 100s.
Is that what I just said to you?
No, whereas now I don't think...
You think that they're only loading it with 50s?
No, I think they're not obliged to load it with 10s.
Okay, maybe you're right. Summertime has officially begun. You wouldn't know it. Did you find it a bit darker this morning?
Yeah.
I thought that as well.
And Sunday morning.
Why did they do that in the first place? I know Sean Kelly's, MEP Sean Kelly's talking about it. He's looking to have it scrapped. Was it a fireman?
It was agreed that it would be scrapped.
Was it a fireman thing?
It was actually during the World War.
And why?
Daylight saving time, that they weren't using as much electricity and that kind of thing.
Okay. I think it was the Americans that came up with, like, because you get mixed up a little bit. What do they say? Spring forward and fall back. Is that the one?
Uh-huh.
Fall back being like autumn.
Yeah.
Here. Okay. Have you noticed a bit of a difference in the evening time?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a lot nicer, isn't it?
Except trying to get to sleep is going to be more difficult.
Yeah.
Because we'll be going to bed in daylight.
Not really, man. Like, depends on what time you go to bed at. Like,
I mean, if it stretches to 10 o'clock and it's broad daylight, that's way past our bedtime.
No, 10 o'clock is kind of my time anyway. Okay, I'm
no
more confused.
You're fast
more confused
every morning,
about bloody ATMs. Okay? I'm sorry I asked you. I'll see you later. Good luck.
Good luck. Hello, it's me, your ex.
Well, well, well.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
What's going on? Are you busy? I haven't spoken to you all the morning.
I know, I have been busy.
Up the walls?
Well, yeah. Not anymore.
Okay, you're all right now,
I'm done
you?
Over the top and down the other side.
Oh, okay, you're all right, sorry. Yeah. Well, look, come on, we can cheer you up today.
Oh, no, you can't. You're, unless you're calling off Four Stroke Wednesday.
No, no, I'm telling you. Like, we've got some, well, maybe not some gems, like, because... Anyway, we'll see. We'll get some of those done. I've realised... today that and it's early yet I realized today that I have no big problems in my life, but I'm plagued by little mishaps. Like, it's a case of if it can go wrong for me, it'll go wrong for me.
Murphy's Law.
It is Murphy's Law. It's like I was making coffee for the lads yesterday and ran out of milk, and then made my own coffee last, and the milk that was there was sour. So I got...
At home?
I got, yeah.
Okay, because yeah. You don't make coffee for anyone here.
Oh, look, there you go again. Like, there you go again. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, but I started to think about it then, and as I said to you, these are just the most ridiculous things. But if I opened, like, a tablet box this morning, and you know the way that the thing inside in it covers the tablets, the little information leaflet thing?
Yeah.
Every single time I open
the wrong
side...
I know where you're going
with this. I open the wrong side.
I do the same.
But, like, it's a 50-50 thing, and I'll always lose.
It's probably even less if we studied the box.
I don't think it matters if you look at the box.
I think there's probably a...
like an indication that one side of it, this is the side you open.
Not necessarily an indication, but if you looked at it and opened it, and then look at it closely again, you realise that there's a...
that it opens this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, I never do that.
No, but there's no big, like...
it's just frustrating.
But it's not even, like, because I'm aware people are saying, like, what's wrong with you? Who cares? Like, what? But when I open it, every single time, the thing is wrapped around the... Now, and then I started to think, right? Because do you know, like, one side of your mobile phone charger thing, it's a USB, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Every time that I go to put the USB into one of those plugs, it's the wrong way. I have to turn it. They don't go in both ways.
Oh, no.
Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I have to turn it.
Yeah.
Again, like, it's a 50-50 thing.
You could just look at it.
I always lose. Does it tell you?
Well, if you look, you can see which side has the little...
I know, but, like, okay, fair enough. But you're not going to be always doing that. But my point, I suppose what I'm saying is...
it's on the law of averages, you'd think that sometimes you'd get it right.
If I was to go over to that phone there now and plug out the USB and plug it back in, all right, every single time it would be wrong. And, like, it's just...
So if do you know what you should do?
No, you're actually right. Sorry, you're actually right. It's Murphy's Law.
But you know what you should do? Get the USB cable.
Yeah.
Or get the box of tablets.
Yeah.
Go to open it.
Yeah.
Stop.
Look at it.
No, don't look at it.
Okay.
Turn it around.
It'll still happen to me. That's it. So that means that it was right, like, if I went the first time. It'll always be, like, it's like if you're late for work or something, you'll always hit traffic lights. Or if you're... Do you know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
It's... man, it's just... I'm
it's the little things.
Oh God, man. Just plagued by stuff, like... I said it to him at home. I said, someone hates me.
Are you sure you weren't adopted, that your real name isn't Murphy?
Somebody hates me.
But okay. Hate's a strong word.
Yeah, it is.
Dislike, maybe.
Lulu, the singer Lulu,
yeah.
She doesn't speak before noon every day. She's trying to save her voice for when she's on stage. Scottish singer cancelled over 30 gigs last year. She had long COVID. She wasn't at all well, but she announced that her next set of concerts will start in Glasgow in April. She plans to continue. But anyway, she says to protect her instrument, so... I was wondering, should we kind of do that too and not talk until... well, I suppose we don't talk until... we try not to talk until 7 o'clock, do we, really? Do you know what I mean?
So you're telling me not to call down anymore?
No, I don't mind you calling down, like, but just
don't talk.
No, but I'm just... if I don't talk back to you, I'm just trying to protect my instrument. That's all.
Okay.
Related story... No, I won't do that, actually, because that might not be suitable. We'll do some jokes at 7:30 for Four Stroke Wednesday. All right.
Good luck.
See you in a while. Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
Now, men are being encouraged to know... you know what I'm going to say, don't
I do?
Men are being encouraged to know thy nuts. Know thy nuts. This is the new campaign. Telling men to get checked out. To know... apparently, a recent survey found that 62% of us were unaware that it's the most common cancer, testicular cancer, in young men. And a third said that they didn't know how to check themselves out. What is wrong with men that they are like ashamed or embarrassed to talk about that stuff to doctors?
That's
or
typical.
Anybody else? It's typical. You know my story, don't you?
Like, I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, there was about 500 of us in the school at the monastery years ago, and we all had to get checked out. You'd all line up, and you're going around, and
I remember that.
Yeah, you cough, don't you? You just give a little cough, and I was told, you stand over there. I said, oh, no, please. Apparently things weren't where they were supposed to be.
You always wear an oddball, you know that. Oh, no, sorry.
Ooh.
Oh, I honestly should have thought of that.
It's a serious... You didn't mean that, did you? Oh, man, it's better because you didn't mean it.
Oh.
It's a serious story. It's I presume it's the Cancer Society, is it, that I've started?
It's actually Movember did the...
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, lads, no die nuts. You'll see some posters and stuff up, and check yourself out, and you can always say that's what you were doing. If you... Now...
I never thought I'd actually ask for a worse joke.
Brian said, "You won't actually made me laugh." He said, "Morning, lads. I'd love to become a lawyer. I want to defend a penguin, just so I could say the words, 'Your Honor, clearly my client is not a flight risk.'" That's good. I like that. 21 years ago today, I asked my childhood sweetheart, my best friend, and the most gorgeous woman in the world to marry me. All three said no. Bernie says, "I just saw my ex with her new fella." Bernie. Okay. "Just saw my ex with a new fella. I couldn't help but notice how much he looked exactly like me when he was with her. Absolutely miserable." competition. "In my family, we run a little competition each year on our nanny's birthday. We try to see who can make her cry at the most with a gift. And last year, I got a pepper spray." Oh, let's come on, please. Does the Michelin man ever sleep? He always looks tired. "Fella asked me today if I knew where the nearest place was to get a wig. I said, not off the top of my head." You're not up for this today, I know, because you're not feeling well. Are you suffering? Like,
no.
When did head, shoulders, knees, and toes go from being a fun little kid song to a list of things that hurt? Yeah. What's that like when you're 60, actually?
I wouldn't know.
You would know. Go here, then. You know.
I'm going to have to show you my driver's license.
No, you don't. That could be doctored. I don't believe it for a minute. We did that one before on a farm.
That's never stopped you.
24, and we've had that before. Anyway, I was on a farm yesterday, and the farmer said to me, "I've got 29 sheep. Would you help me round it up?" I said, "Yeah, that's easy. You've 30. So round it up now.
If you have to explain them.
It's for you, really.
Thanks.
See you later.
Much appreciated. Good luck.
Good luck. It's some kind of love.
It's some kind of fire. Morning headlines. At 11.
I was thinking about our conversation about, and you had it in the news again, about men not speaking about different health issues and all that. Like when my mother had people over, like I'd deliberately be around the kitchen because I know you're going to get good biscuits or something. Like back in, what were they called? Viscount biscuits?
You
Viscount.
Yeah.
Viscount biscuits. The ones that came in the wrapper, the minty ones.
Yeah.
You'd never get those. Like, I mean, honestly, even Christmas morning, you wouldn't get those. But if she had visitors over, and I'd kind of pass through and kind of pick up one each time. And I remember being told more times, and it stayed with me, to get out. We're talking about women's problems. And it took me a while to figure out what women's problems were. And then when I did find out, I didn't really want to know. So I'll buy my own biscuits now. Viscount. Viscount?
Viscount.
Viscount. See, that's it again. Like, how did you know that? Because you probably had those every day.
Yeah.
Those fancy.
We bought them in bulk. Like.
what was really expensive ice cream as well? Fiennetta.
Oh, yeah.
You still get Fiennetta?
I think you can.
Oh, Fiennetta's grand. Tim Floyd was on to us. Morning, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
He stole my joke. I just said it to him. Because I say this to the kids every time I'm out, because they'll always, you'll know when I say it. He said, "I just saw a car being driven by a sheep in a swimsuit. It was a lamb bikini." Now, I stopped myself saying that to the kids. Lamb bikini. Did you get that?
You said that just recently on one of your school.
I know visits. I did, but I'm trying to stop
myself.
So
you didn't stop yourself.
I have tried to stop, because every time you go and record the kids, which, by the way, again, if there's anybody listening that like us to visit the school, we've got a couple of places if you like us to come. They'll always say that they want to buy a Lamborghini.
Uh-huh.
And I'll always say, "Well, you do with a lamb and a bikini." And they all look at me as if I have two heads. Every morning I announce loudly to my family that I'm going jogging, but then I don't go. It's a running joke.
God.
What do you call a bedpan in Russia? A Putin. Putin. I've been banned from the Just in case, listen, I didn't mean that. an older boy asked me to say it. I've been banned from the Secret Cooking Society, Pat. I kept spilling the beans. Oh. This isn't helping you at all now.
No,
is it, really?
Not really, no.
I'm not saying that I'm attractive, but every time I take off my clothes in the bathroom, I turn on the shower. Two slices of bread got married, Pat, apparently. The wedding was amazing. Until somebody decided to toast the bride and groom. And finally, I saw my wife after a couple of glasses of wine yelling at the telly, "Don't go in there. Don't go into the church. Please, don't do it. Don't do it." She was watching our wedding video again.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
see you later.
Good luck.
I hope you feel better. I hope you feel better soon. Yeah, you're not too bad now. You're getting there. Okay. See you later on. It is 8:35 from Tip FM. All right, then. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Can you feel it in your fingers and can you feel it in your toes? Are you in a bit of pain? Didn't you say to me yesterday that you're aching all over?
Yeah. That's shaking all over now.
That is flu, man. That is man flu, man.
I'm grand.
Yeah, but you're not grand. Like.
I'm a bit under the weather. But
you're not yourself.
I'll survive.
Well, I asked you a while ago. You said you're no better than you were yesterday.
No, but I'll still survive. I was here yesterday.
Gloria Gaynor. Today. I know. You're here, Asher. You're a martyr.
One day at a time.
You're a martyr. I found the top five things that women find attractive in men.
Okay.
And I found the top five things that men find attractive in women.
Okay. Well, of the five things that women find attractive in men, neither of us possess any of those attributes.
Well, it was not too bad, like, but I tell you, the men are very shallow. It's like, you know, I'll do that for you in a while. And I saw, too, yesterday, that wetting the baby's head is becoming a thing of the past.
Uh-huh.
A new survey by Vitabiotics shows that just 1 in 10 dads toast the arrival of their newborn by going to the pub. Doesn't happen anymore. But you know something, too, that a lot of younger lads wouldn't understand? It's a relatively new thing where men are involved in any way in babies. And I don't mean in babies, but certainly in the delivery room. Like, men don't... Years ago, men did not go to the delivery room. That's a new, relatively new thing.
That's not relatively new.
Well, I suppose it's like... my father's time, like, he wouldn't have been there.
Well, with all due respect to your dad.
He certainly didn't want to be there.
Well, it's not that. It's, you know, that's not today nor yesterday.
It's not today. Okay, so what do I mean by relatively new?
Yeah.
I suppose 30 years ago?
Because, I mean... Brianna's 21 now, and I was taken for granted that I'd be there.
Okay, yeah, okay. And I was there for my fellas. But going back a few years... Anyway, look, you know what I mean. All right, I can't put an exact time on it. But there is... older men would not would not have been there.
Yeah.
They'd have probably gone to work on the day, and they'd have got some news.
I was at work.
When it happened.
Well, no. I got news that...
Okay, go on.
No, don't go there.
Okay.
I got a text message from Alison Gallagher and saying, you know, I need to go to the hospital.
Okay.
And I just text back, when? Now, in capital letters. So it was actually at a county council meeting.
Okay. And did you leave straight away?
I kind of had to, yeah.
All right. Did you have far to drive? Can you remember? Where were you?
I was here in Clonmel.
Okay.
I had to drive. Well, I had to walk back to our old station.
Yes.
Get my car, drive to Carrick, and sure, collect Alison and go to...
Okay, that's what I'm saying to you. So it was Clonmel to Carrick?
Yeah.
And okay, then, and then back to Clonmel again?
No, to Waterford.
Oh, to Waterford.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. One of the big things now is gender reveal parties.
Yeah.
Now, will somebody please explain to me what the gender reveal party thing is? I know what it is like. It's like the burst of balloon and there's...
Yeah.
It's blue or it's... but like, when you order the balloons... what's the size?
I don't think it's just a wild guess now on the part.
I'm not saying
it's
a wild guess, but the people that order the balloons must know beforehand.
Yeah.
So they know, and it's just for the crowd that's in the room, is
it?
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
Presuming that, like, if it's the mum that's buying the balloon, she knows, and whether the other half knows anything about it or not, godly knows. Like.
Okay. All right. Okay. I was confused about that. Mm-hmm. I was confused too when I turned up to one of them without my pants on, and they told me no, it's for the baby. It's for the baby.
Lord,
no. Anyway, we'll play some music because Michael just texts us. Michael just texts us and says, "Somebody please get those two fools off the radio."
All right, okay.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary,
with Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's
all right, I better do this before I forget. Morning, lads. I wish Margaret Dwyer in Thurles big happy 80th birthday today. Lots of love. That's from her daughter Mags and grandson Oliver.
Happy birthday, Margaret.
Have a lovely day, Margaret, today. Okay. Five things that attract a woman to a man. I'll fly through these. A healthy appearance.
God, I told you.
Funny.
Not on a Wednesday.
Passion. No, not that kind of passion, but passion about anything. So passionate about something.
All right.
Do you know what I mean? That apparently. Confidence.
Well, if maybe, you never know. Like,
all the wrong people have confidence. I always say that. Excitement about life, Pat.
Yeah.
To be attractive, you need to be happy and excited about life. So healthy appearance.
No.
Funny. No. Passion.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Excitement about life.
No. Yeah. So a half out of five.
It wasn't even half. Now, here's the interesting part. Okay. Top five things that men find attractive in women. Captivating eyes. All right.
Yeah.
Plump, kissable lips. Like, we're so shallow, I'm telling you. Hourglass figure.
Okay.
Hair.
It's always an advantage.
It is. You know, I mean, I do like women that have hair. But it goes on to say, hair that's dishevelled, unkempt, short, medium length and long. Is that not like all hair?
Anything, yeah.
Is that like anything goes?
Yeah.
The study found that long to medium length hair was perceived as not only more attractive, but a sign of health and longevity.
Okay.
And apparently the colour red is the thing too. So, forget about the little black dress, it says here. When it comes to attracting the male gaze, it's all about the colour red.
Okay.
Captivating eyes, plump kissable lips, hourglass figure, hair and the colour red. And you're sorted. Like, we're simple creatures,
yeah,
really, aren't we? Like. But I would have to say, I'd love to know the women that they were asking about the five things, like passion, confidence, excitement for life, like if women were looking at Brad Pitt now or somebody like that, like they're not looking for excitement about life or confidence or passion, really, are they? Anyway, we'll see you later on.
Yeah,
okay, right, okay, good luck.
I'm enthusiastic for that.
Yeah, I know you are. All right, you might not know him, but Chris Cross has died. He's the bass player, or indeed was the bass player with Ultravox back in the day. Majeur says his bandmate co-wrote the big hit Vienna, actually. He says he was the glue that held them together. He was 71, he died. His real name, Chris Allen, died on Monday. I was thinking about this. Have you ever seen the photograph of Majeur in Golden with Phil? It's a great photograph,
isn't it? It's a good photograph, yeah.
Can you figure out where exactly that is in Golden? Is that on the Cashel side of the bridge? Any time I look at that, I try to figure out. Anytime I'm passing through Golden,
I've never actually thought about that.
Where they are actually. Somebody will tell us.
Yeah.
Somebody might tell. It's a great photograph. I've said that to people and they say, go away or that. That's not. It is. It's a real photograph.
Yeah, long before you could have had any trickery.
Trickery with photographs, but a bypass and all that too. You'd have had to come. So they were probably heading to Cork from Dublin and they would have gone through Golden. Why are you looking at me like that? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Why am I wrong?
They were going a very roundabout way.
Which way would you have gone to Cork?
You'd have gone from, like, the main road, the old N8.
Towards Care.
From Dublin to Cork, yeah.
To Care.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, maybe they were just coming to Tiptown.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, you couldn't not head over to Tiptown.
They could have been playing in the Marion Hall back in the day, which Thin Lizzy did. That's true, man. Did you know that?
Told me that before, yeah.
That's true. The Guardian, any news on the goat that they found in Clare? Did you see that story?
No.
Guardian County Clare looking for the owner of a baby goat that escaped the kid, which has brown and black fur, was dropped off at Enniscarta station. He was just wandering around Cusack Road in the town. He's got a blue collar on him, and the Gardaí are keen to reunite him with his owner. I saw that yesterday, but they must have found him, surely.
You never know. Well, do you think the fact that he had a collar and that on...
Like, he must be a pet, like.
Yeah.
Or if anybody fancies a goat as a pet, whatever floats your goat. And a fella has pleaded guilty to the theft of a 5 million euro golden toilet.
Yeah,
is that solid gold?
At 5 million, it must be. It'd be kind of heavy to be taken.
From a palace in England. Huh. Like, what's the... Why... How did it get...
Well, it takes a new meaning to being on the throne.
All right, very good. 18, I'll give you that one. 18-carat art exhibit was stolen in September 29th. So it's a good while ago it was stolen. Mm. So they finally tracked that. Three other men denied related charges and are due to go on trial next February. I had a little pun there, but maybe I won't. Maybe. No, I won't. Sorry.
Go on.
No, I'll tell you off air. It's okay. All right. See you later on. Good luck. Bye-bye. All right, quick question about Storm Kathleen.
Yeah.
It's funny, we were only talking about Phil Lynott yesterday.
Oh, yeah, and the song Kathleen, of course. Yeah. That's a great song, isn't
yeah.
it? Really is. Did you like the song of St. John, actually?
Yes, indeed, I did. I'd Little never heard that before.
Yeah, Little Girl in Bloom. Uh-huh. Great, fairly, not very well known. I mean, yeah. For Lizzie fans, it would be.
Yeah.
Storm Kathleen, right? And we've spoken about how they come up with the names and all that. Yep. Where is Storm Kathleen coming from, do you know? Is it coming across the Atlantic?
I'm honestly not sure. I must actually have a look and see.
Okay, well, the question obviously then is it Kathleen when it hits here, or is it Kathleen before it arrives here?
I know it would be when it hits here. If it's coming from the Atlantic, it would be when it gets here. If it was coming from mainland Europe, it would have been Kathleen beforehand.
What? How did...
Storms here are named by a group of different Met...
Yes.
Offices.
In Europe. Ireland, UK, in Europe.
In parts of Europe, yeah.
Okay.
And there's collective naming and...
Yeah, I get all that.
Yeah.
So...
But if it's Kathleen here, it's Kathleen in the UK, and it's Kathleen
okay.
in the, what are the other parts
so
of Europe.
So if it was coming across the Atlantic, it could be Bridget.
Unlikely, but it could be, yeah.
Not unlikely, Bridget. Pick any name you want.
Yeah.
So it's only... Well, that kind of answers it, so.
Yeah.
So like,
if it hits us first in Europe...
We get to name it.
No.
Oh.
The names are chosen and announced at the start of the year.
Yes.
And they go alphabetically, so it
yes.
starts with Abigail,
I'm okay.
Belinda...
I'm okay with all that.
Karina...
That's fine.
Okay. The next one that hits here was going to be Kathleen, wherever it came from.
Okay. Well, that kind of answers it then.
Yeah, so, but it would be Kathleen coming across the UK, it would be Kathleen already.
But if it was coming from...
The...
From America.
Atlantic, from North or South America, whichever it might
yes.
be.
Yes, so let's say the storm is coming from North America.
Okay.
For the sake of argument.
Yeah.
They would have had a different name on it.
It could be Storm Abracadabra.
Yeah, as you said, unlikely.
More likely than Bridget.
No, not really. It doesn't matter. So, like, if it is covered... Oh, it doesn't matter. I think that kind of answers it.
Yeah.
I think it does. How are you about dressed chips?
Yeah.
What's your favourite?
Anything at all once they're not naked. You know, the sight of a chip, no. I suppose the
as
old...
As they're clothed from their waist up.
The old-fashioned garlic mayo.
Well, I had garlic and cheese chips last night and they nearly killed me. I think I went to bed... Oh, did you hear even something there talking back to me?
you did nearly kill me. talking about you.
God. I swear, just as I said that, my stomach kind of went...
What time did you have them?
About 7 o'clock. And then okay. I went to bed about 8:30.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and when you were talking to me, sorry if there was a smell of garlic. I don't know, is there actually, maybe?
I didn't notice.
Can you smell if you can smell garlic on yourself? I don't think you can. Can you? It's just other people. They were very nice, but there was a fellow beside me in the chipper in Galbally last uh-huh. night.
Fancy.
Galbally, yeah.
Went out of the county.
I did. I went to Limerick.
No, it is closer for you.
It is a lot closer for me. Yeah, nice little chipper up there, Hamden's, yeah. So we were kind of looking at each other, saying, just fancy something different. And the lads were saying they'd have this.
You were looking at this fellow beside you in the chipper saying, I fancy something different.
No, that's a different story. I was looking at a fellow beside me in the chipper that got... cheese and curry chips, which is a thing, is it?
I presume. I've never had curry.
It seems to be a thing.
Yeah.
And I was sorry then that I didn't try that afterwards because the garlic.
Imagine how you'd feel this morning if you had curry.
Do you think that'd be worse?
I think curry.
Than the garlic.
Yeah. I saw something advertised the other day, mango curry.
Mango curry.
I was kind of going, yeah.
I've had mango curry.
And?
Yeah, I think it's nice, actually.
Yeah, it sounds good. What I had the other day, actually, was coconut milk and pineapple curry
chips.
Dish. No, it was a curry dish with rice in that, but it was gorgeous.
Okay, all right.
The old coconut milk, I think, just adds that little thing in the background that, you know.
Okay, all right, okay.
Just to make you feel better again this morning.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little bit...
We should bring back Taste It Tuesday.
No,
I'm joking.
We're not bringing back Taste It Tuesday. No way. All right, happy Friday. Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
It's 1,000 million.
Okay.
That's what she has, Taylor Swift. She's now a billionaire. She was on the Forbes rich list last week.
She's not a witch, she's just rich.
She's a rich witch. 1,000 million. Can you imagine? It's incredible.
Having 1,000 would be nice.
I know. George Clooney, just when I was thinking about that and you were doing the news, I had to Google it. Do you know that George Clooney, right, had 14 best friends when he was younger, right, before he made it big? And about 2 or 3 years ago, he brought them all to his house for dinner, all right, got them all together, kind of said, come on, let's get the gang back together, and sat them down, had dinner, and then rolled in 14 suitcases and gave them all a suitcase each with $1 million cash in each suitcase as a little present for them. Like, and but now he's worth $500 million, so like you could be dragging your suitcase home after going, man, old. You know. But he actually put it in cash and gave him a suitcase each full of cash.
That's
pretty nice.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, go on, you're going to say something.
I don't know.
What do you not know?
I mean, yeah, God, $1 million or whatever he gave him.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, but what?
Is it not kind of rubbing their nose in and going, look, I can afford to just give you this?
Man, I've no problem. If you ever, if George Clooney would like to rub my nose in it, in fact, he can rub my nose in anything that he likes. Okay. Well, within reason, maybe. Speaking of money and people like that, the band Kiss are after selling their music catalogue. They sold it to the company that are behind ABBA Voyage Concerts. So I can't talk any day.
You're struggling with ABBA today, aren't you?
Do you know her name? How to pronounce her name?
Agnetha?
What's
Falskog, is it?
Falskog.
Something like that.
Yeah, I was being careful with the second name.
She was the black-haired one, was she? Or was she the blonde?
No, she's the blondie one.
The blonde, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Frida was the other, wasn't
that she? That was it. She was the black-haired one.
Yeah.
Well, she still is, I think, the black-haired one. It still is.
Could be grey now.
Yeah. Anyway, Pop House Entertainment are the group that bought the US band's trademark. So the trademark with the face makeup that they use and all that, they give $300 million for the whole lot, which like is like a serious amount of money.
Yeah.
But what's going to start happening now is because people might be saying, why is that worth anything to people? You're going to start seeing ads on the telly with people dressed up as Kiss.
Yeah, I suppose.
Representing them on ads, and the music is going to be included, and they're going to do clever things with some of the songs and that. So that's what's going to happen there.
Do you know something? I can't think of one Kiss song.
Crazy Nights.
Oh, yeah.
My favourite one is, I can't think, it'll come to me in a second. Obviously not a favourite of mine, if I can't think. I just can't think off the top of my head. So that is that. What is that going to say to you?
$300 million,
yeah. And the world, oh no, before I do that, actually, this might not, I was kind of hesitating to even talk about this, right? Because I know it's probably not a whole lot of interest to people. But we can't help being like exposed to what's happening in the States and Trump and constantly stuff happening there and the possibility of him being the next president. There's an online TV group. Now, they're lefties, right? But they're called TYT.
Sorry, but just pause there.
Yeah.
Do you know that you move your hands like Trump does? Yeah. I'm just watching you there.
I hope they're not as small as his. He's apparently got very small hands, apparently. Anyway, this crowd, they go out, right, and they go to Trump rallies and stuff, and they interview, they do vox pops with Trump supporters. And we often talk about watching something on YouTube and how dangerous it is because you go down the old rabbit hole and you end up watching loads of stuff in it. If you watch some of these, man, they're just hilarious, right? As I said, I don't know as much interest to people, right? But they go and they ask Trump people, like questions about different things, right? And they're always kind of stupid, like they're always kind of ridiculous answers and all that. Now, the Civil War, would you know the reason behind the Civil War in America all those years ago?
Yeah, it was about slavery.
There you go. Bang on, hang on.
What was the cause of the Civil War, the U.S. Civil War in the 1800s?
What's the cause of the Civil War?
What do you think the cause of the Civil War was?
I don't know.
What would you say is the cause of the Civil War?
The Civil War? What caused the Civil War? They mostly, I'm thinking of the first war when we became Americans.
And then we had a Civil War. What do you think caused our Civil War?
Sin, I suppose, you know?
Sin.
There's something evil. Mankind is hard on each other, man.
Man, I must send you a link to some of those.
I honestly got the impression some were about to say, what civil war?
Oh, no, it's very good. Honestly, I'll send you a link. All right, talk to you later, okay? At 20 to 8 now is the time from Tip FM.
I hate to give the satisfaction.
Headlines at 11.
Were you surprised with Mystery Voice?
Yeah. How? And surprised that it was won.
How did she get that?
I have no idea.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
I kind of thought that.
And I always kind of say, I kind of drag it out because I don't know what to say very often. And I'm so shocked. And I said, how'd you come up with that? And, you know, and I think when people hear me saying that, they think they know that they probably won. Some of our favourite traditional pubs are going to soon be museums. Mm. Heineken have launched a pub museum initiative, allowing customers to scan a QR code when you go into the pub.
Yeah.
Tells you the history of the pub and all that kind of thing. Kind of piqued my interest a little bit. I had a look for the oldest pub in Ireland.
Could be demolished.
The oldest pub in Ireland.
Possibly.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
I know what you're saying. The oldest pub in Dublin.
No, it's not.
No, well, the oldest pub in Dublin could be demolished.
What?
For the underground.
So you're saying that there could have been a pub there that was demolished? Is that?
No.
Is it? Okay. Go on, what am I missing?
There have been oral hearings going on about the underground in Dublin.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
One of the buildings earmarked for possible demolition is a pub.
Okay.
And apparently it's an old pub.
It's not the oldest pub. The oldest pub in Ireland happens to also be the oldest pub in the world.
Okay.
It's Sean's Bar in Athlone. Dates back to 900 AD. It looks really, really nice. I saw a picture of it there.
I would hope they've worked on it a bit though since.
I'm sure that they have, but I mean, well, worked on it, no. You know, structurally, I guess, probably. Yeah. But like, as far as, you know, keeping it unique and all that. But they're saying, yeah, the oldest pub in the world. Sean's Pub in Athlone. I didn't know that.
If only they kept those prices as well from,
900 AD, yeah. Speaking of old, the world's oldest man has died as well, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
He just missed his 115th birthday.
Yeah, I saw
just by 2 months. What did he say that he puts it down to? Hard working, resting on holidays, go to bed early. All the things we do.
Except the hard work bit.
Yeah, and drinking a daily glass of fermented sugar cane, which apparently is like a strong rum. So he had a glass of that every day. He's from, indeed was from Venezuela. He's got 11 children, 42 grandkids, and it's thought that the next oldest man is 112, and he's from Japan, 112. I wonder, will he make it to 115? Oh, actually, that kind of reminds me a little bit. There's somebody that we know, that you and I know, right?
Okay.
And we were talking about him last week, and somebody texted me and said that they have a nickname that we didn't know, that they call him Two Stroke. And of course, I had to text back.
Anything to do with engines?
They said, yeah, he's hard to get going and he smokes a lot.
Oh, Lord.
Two Stroke knows who we're talking about. Hey, have a good weekend. I'll see
good
you later.
Luck.
Good luck. Bye-bye. A red
wine. What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.